on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week, we step out of the time machine into 1948. What were things like on the coastside back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, 57% of voters cast ballots. 57% of the 9,600 counties registered voters went to the polls recently, a surprise turnout in view of predictions that half or less would vote. The last time the vote was higher than 50% was 1946, when 65% of the registered voters went to the poll. And battle for assemblymen to be aggressive, clean, and constructive. After winning their primaries, Assemblyman Richard Dollig, Republican, and Democrat Robert Hargrove have promised an aggressive, clean, and constructive campaign for the November elections. And the cost of county government growing. San Mateo County Board of Supervisors has approved the new 48-49 salary ordinance, which includes 67 new positions, bringing the total number of people to run the county government at 756. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. We provided Buzz Time trivia boards for years at my pub, free of charge to players. For those who don't know, we're connected to establishments all across America and Canada who are also playing. Scores are shared on a central TV as well as on individual playing boards. Our regular trivia players have learned to pool their knowledge and play as a team rather than competing against each other. Whoever sounds the most confident gets the team to follow their lead. This has worked so well that Cameron's Pub has become well known in the trivia world, since our team often ranks in the top 10 of the United States and Canada. When any of our trivia gang travels, they look at places that host games and are sure to visit wearing a Cameron shirt. This gets them a big welcome and instant camaraderie in a strange town. Also, we've been surprised by visitors who come to visit us just to meet the Cameron's Pub trivia team. It's been fun. A big hats off to Linda from Vancouver, who travels down regularly and has become a great friend, and she stays up above the room, up above the pub in the rooms. If you haven't yet tried this fun game, come to my pub and ask your server to set you up with a board. Free. Warning, trivia can become addictive, but at least it's free. Keep calm and trivia on. And on a sadder note, we lost a local legend this week, my friends. My good friend, four-time mayor Al Aldrovino, at the age of 102. My prayers go out to John and Anita Muller and the rest of the family. God bless and Godspeed, Mayor Al Aldrovino. 1948. It's only a few short years since the ending of World War II, but a new war is beginning between two former allies. It's called the Cold War, and the Soviet Union takes a shot by blocking West Berlin from the U.S., Britain, and France. The U.S. counters with 11-month airlift food and supplies. A new nation is born as Israel is declared an independent state and joins the United Nations. Here at home, fashions are becoming more daring, with the bikini gaining in slowly in popularity, and the first prefab post-war housing to solve housing shortages are starting to appear. They can be built quickly to accommodate the growing need and are inexpensive for people to buy, and helps with the baby boom after the war years by providing young couples a home with which to start their families. Due to demand for goods and services, prices are rising. Many believe that the government should bring back some wartime price controls, and televisions are appearing in more and more homes. In technology, vinyl long-playing records played at 33 RPM is developed, as well as Velcro and the transistor radio. Cost of living stats, loaf of bread, 14 cents. Hamburger meat, 34 cents a pound, and gas is 16 cents a gallon. The musical trend of 1948 included the continuing transition from big bands to individual singers, as well as increasing popularity of lighthearted novelties. Instrumentals are big, and the records they enjoy 8 weeks at number one. Here's Pee Wee Hunt and the 12th Street Rag. We'll be right back. existing or associated with wartime big bands, teams up with another band singer, and together they produce this hit. Here's Doris Day and Buddy Clark with Love Somebody.
Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. I love somebody, but I won't say who. Handsome say he's 6 feet tall, and his picture's on my wall. Love to be his baby doll. If he kissed me, I wouldn't mind at all.
I love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Don't know why she acts so shy. She ought to know I wouldn't dream of even hurting a fly. Hope she doesn't pass me by, 'cause if she did, I'd die. I know I'd die. I love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody,
yes I do. Love somebody, yes I do.
Love somebody, but I won't say who. He's big and strong.
Would you like to feel my muscle?
Bold and gay.
I never once lost a tussle.
At the moment, he's not very far away.
Why don't you say who? Say already.
I'd want to marry him today.
But you don't say who.
That I cannot do.
Happen to be me.
Possibility.
Won't you tell me who you love?
Love somebody.
Tell me true.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do.
Love somebody.
I do too.
And I do.
Maybe me.
Love somebody.
I hope it's me.
Yes, I do.
Love somebody, but I won't tell who. Come on and confess.
Why don't you try and guess?
Do tell, let's tell.
You promise not to breathe a word?
Doris, don't be absurd.
Strictly on train new?
We do.
Well,
confidentially.
Between you and me.
Confidentially, I
love somebody.
I've got news for you.
Love somebody.
I feel that way too.
Love somebody.
Glad it's true.
That somebody that I love.
For the KHNB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.